Midland, the plight of a lone sailor seemingly trapped in Georgian Bay ice has created a stir in Penetanguishene. The estimated 26-foot sailboat sits in the middle of a sea of white about 100 meters offshore from Discovery Harbor in Penetanguishene Bay. Some residents are worried for the boat's lone inhabitant as the temperature dips and Old Man Winter takes center stage. Evan Topping, who lives nearby, walked out to give the man a small homemade, welded wood stove and a box of wood Wednesday. "I can see this boat from my window," Topping says. "I've been watching closely and have had a few interactions with the guy." Another local resident, Pauline Lamoureux, worries for the man's safety and wonders how he and the boat will survive the winter. "This is not normal," Lamoureux said, adding she doesn't know how the man is managing his food supply. "Be thankful it is not one of your family members." But how the fiberglass boat survives the winter is anyone's guess, given that there doesn't appear to be any sort of blubber system to keep ice from forming and ensure the hull remains intact. Topping says the police drive regularly to take a look at that boat. Since he's on the water, it's federal, and if he says he's fine and wants to stay, there's nothing against the federal law saying he can't stay. Southern Georgian Bay OPP Const. David Hobson confirmed that detachment members are aware of the situation. "Officers have been in contact with the individual and community partners have been advised," Hobson said. "At this time, officers continue to monitor the situation. The individual is currently not in need of assistance." Local resident Edward Lucini noted that man is not bothering anyone or camping in a tent on municipal property, adding, "There should be more of this type of housing, by using boats in the winter." Department of Fisheries and Oceans spokesman Forrester Dunbrook says this would not typically be something the Canadian Coast Guard, CCG, would respond to since there are no signs of immediate danger. "Normally this sort of incident would be called into our emergency line and then transferred to the local police to do a wellness check on the occupant," he says. "Even if it is not CCG's responsibility in this circumstance, we do want to make sure that everyone is safe." Richard Renault, Midland Penetanguishene Joint Emergency Services Director, Fire Chief, says there is little his department can do in this situation. "He is aware of services available to him," Renault says. "Thus far, he has declined any help."